Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Beautiful thing.
won't forget. Our love has stood the test of time. I feel so blessed that you're mine. Love is a beautiful thing. Yes, you gave me your ring. And now I feel so serene. Love is a beautiful thing.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com. and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Welcome to WGGM Radio on this nice, bright, and snowy day. I'm sure it's nice and sunny where my guest is today, but you were just hearing Celine Dion with I'm Alive, and earlier you heard an original by Bethany Caudill called Love is a Beautiful Thing. You can check out her CDs on, or her music on iTunes, Spotify, and all kinds of other network areas. You can also contact me on Facebook for a copy of her CD, Amanda Dowell with one L. That's also how you can find me for readings. Moving right along, though, also you heard Reverend B's commercial about her lovely book about crystals and stones, which is coming out. She's actually my direction, which is absolutely exciting because one of these days we're going to catch up and meet each other. And I'm looking forward to actually having another visit with my guest today who comes from Florida. Her name is Marcia Shulman. She is a private investigator by day and a healer by night. So Marcia is actually a private investigator in Florida, and she's a talented healer, you know, as well. So she's had experiences all of her life. And almost 6 years ago, after having been laid off from a corporate job, she became reconnected with her passion of metaphysical study and alternative healing, which is really amazing. So Marcia continues practicing this work as a freelance private investigator, and she maintains an active healing practice. So Marcia is also great at angel card readings. I don't know, I've had one. She's amazing. And through her readings, she can provide clients all over the U.S. and Canada and really anywhere with direction and details. And you know, Marcia's also certified as a medium, and she's also into angel theta healing, and she's a Mesa carrier and a Peruvian. She works with the Peruvian tradition, which is really cool, and she's also done shamanic practices and more, and Marcia's lived in South Florida for over 11 years, and she has two grown daughters, which have actually shared many experiences with her that she's had in this metaphysical New Age field. So you can contact Marcia at marcia.shulman, S-H-U-L-M-A-N, at gmail.com for more information. You can call in and ask us a question at 347-237-5339. Again, that's 347-237-5339. Now, with all that being given to you, I'm going to bring my guest live and we're going to talk more. Welcome to the show, Marcia. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Amanda. You know, want to say that it is so great to be back on your show. I love the callers that have called in on previous occasions that I've been on your show. And this is just a beautiful day here in sunny Florida. And I'm looking forward to connecting with all the callers that get through the line.
Wonderful. That's great. Well, I'm glad it's sunny there. You know, it's sunny here, but we also have snow. Over the weekend, we weathered about 8 inches of snow to go to Chicago to have the voice tryouts. They were having tryouts in that area, and the blizzard was just amazing. I mean, we were driving in snow, and then we would have to clean off the windshield a little bit and drive a little bit more. It was really quite something that we made it through that. But I'm glad it's sunny down in Florida.
Yes. I always joke that the best part of living in Florida is December, January, and February. The rest of the time, I don't, you know, I'm not so crazy about the weather, but those 3 months are the main reason that I enjoy living here.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely agree with you, and I could see why, because the snow that we weathered was just insane. I mean, you know, White Christmas is great, but I mean, wow, that was just, I see why people go south to Florida now, because, you know, seeing all of that, I mean, I've never really been in it like to that capacity of having to kind of push through it to get somewhere, but that was just amazing. I'm going, wow, now I see why people really go to Florida. I mean, I like the sand and the beaches. It's a very neat, grounded type area where you find a lot of healers and, you know, people like yourself that, you know, do the angel card work and the healing work and all of that. And, you know, I love some of the experiences you've actually shared with us in the past. So what's going on with you these days?
Well, funny you should ask, but my oldest daughter the other day called and said, "Mom, would you do a reading for me?" So
oh, wow.
It was a phenomenal card reading, and was totally unexpected, the results, you know, what the spread turned out to be. And then that was on Thursday, and then on Friday she flew out to California for a workshop. And she called me or texted me on Sunday, I believe it was, or Saturday, and said, you know, this afternoon at the workshop, I just kept getting an urge to look at the time. So I looked, and it said 4:20. And so she's, you know, very much into the angel numbers and all that. So she looked up what the number 4:20 was, and she emailed me a copy of what she found out, and it was identical to my reading that I had given her on Thursday.
Wow.
So I said to her, if that isn't confirmation that the reading was, you know, right on target, nothing, you know, could be a confirmation. So she said, yeah, I know. It was, it just spooked me when I was reading it that it was so on target to what you had said. And so that was pretty amazing. And, you know, I actually experienced that a number of times, you know, where I will do a reading and then the client or family member, you know, friend that I've read for would come back and say, you'll never believe this, but, and then, you know, their experience had also borne out what the reading had said. So, you know, it just reinforces that the cards don't lie. Maybe at that particular moment in time, you can't imagine that this is going to actually be a part of your life or take place in your life, but it, you know, it will, and it'll be borne out, you know, by confirmation and some message you get or some other way, some other means. So, yeah, I am a firm believer that angel card readings don't lie.
No, so. I don't really think that they do either. I mean, I've seen some results with you. You know, you told me some things a while back, and they all started, you know, kind of coming into play. You know, you don't exactly always know the timing of when things will happen.
Exactly.
But I thought it was very interesting how finally some of the things that, you know, had come up with you that you had said were going to happen finally did happen. And, you know, that's the case, I think, with anybody. We don't always know the timing, or sometimes we'll get solid timing. You know, I look at it as,
right,
if we get solid timing, we give it. If we don't, then we don't. But I think it's amazing how you told your daughter what was going to happen. And I know other shows you've talked about, you know, things happening like, you know, the way that somebody turned out, how you depicted them actually came true and it was right on, you know, and you've done that with me too numerous times. And they definitely don't lie, because I've done it with other people and they've come back and said, oh, you know, such and such happened and this happened.
Right.
I've learned lots over the years from that. So that's pretty cool that you have that happen.
Yeah, well, you know, I get as amazed as the person I'm reading for when it does work out, or, you know, does come through to fruition, not because I doubt that it will, but it just, I don't take it for granted, but I do know I channel the angels when I read, and sometimes I can't believe what's coming out of my mouth, because it's certainly not from my head. It's being channeled through me, and I just say what's there, and, you know, it just goes to show when they receive confirmation in other, you know, ways, such as my daughter did, that the angels are speaking to me and are communicating through me. So it's a beautiful gift, and I thank God and the angels every day that I have it. And, you know, that I'm present to the communications that I'm receiving.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very special.
You know, it's quite an amazing thing. People say, oh, you know, I would love to have that. And to some degree it's fun, and to some degree it's not. And, you know, people just have different experiences. I'm thankful every day for what I have, but, you know, it's not always an easy thing, because sometimes things that you tell people aren't exactly, you know, what they want to hear or what they want to see. But you know, it is pretty phenomenal. Some of the things that, you know, you get out of it, I feel really privileged to have met you a few years ago the way that we did and how we connected. And connections are so important through the whole thing, and you just learn so much as you go. I mean, I consider you very good at readings and also healing. I'm sure you've had quite a few great experiences with healing clients also.
Yes, I have, and I may have mentioned one of them that even to this day, you know, I feel very blessed that I was able to help this person. I had a friend, well, actually, it was her husband who I did the healing on, and he had been a regular client of mine for card reading, you know, for an angel card reading. But when he called me one time, this was 2 years ago now, to schedule the card reading about the time of the new year, he said, you know, Marcia, I have had this fear since I was 15 years old. And he was now, I think he was 37 at the time, and that was 2 years mm-hmm. ago, so he's 39 now. And he proceeded to tell me what the fear was, and he said, you think you could, you know, help me? And I said, yes, you know, I believe I can. So when I told him, I said, when you come for the appointment for the card reading, and I don't have to do the card reading in person, but he prefers that I do so he can actually see the cards and everything. So I did an angel DNA healing on him, which is similar to theta healing. And I said, now on your way home and subsequently, if the fear comes through your mind, just picture it floating by on a leaf or a cloud and, you know, let it go. And by the way, this particular fear was so gripping that he had it every day, and it would consume him for several hours to the point where
goodness.
He just couldn't function at work. And he had never told his wife about it. And in fact, he had never told anyone else except for me about this fear. He was, mm-hmm. you know, embarrassed by it. So few days after I had seen him, he called me up and he said, Marcia, you know, on the way home, I did think about it, but I just pictured it floating by and, you know, it was gone. Well, I hadn't seen him and heard from him. And about, I could say, 6 months later, he called me up and he said, he was telling me, you know, what was happening in his life as far as the card reading, you know, related to the card reading. And then he said, you know, okay, well, you know, maybe we can get together, the three of us, his wife, him and me, and go out. And he said, I'll have her call you and schedule it. So we were just about to hang up. I said, wait, what about the fear? And he said, oh, my God, Marcia, if you hadn't brought it up, I would never have thought about it. He said, every once in a while it will pass through my head and I'll just, you know, let it float on by. And then about a year after that, he got in touch with me for another reading, and the same thing, the call was almost over and he never mentioned the fear. So I said, well, what about the fear? He said, I haven't had that in so long. I mean, since you did the healing on me, I have not experienced one moment of that fear, of that debilitating fear. He said, I really owe you my life. He said, it is such a far, you know, thing in the past that I don't even think about it. So that to me was remuneration in and of itself, that it was not something that was a part of his life anymore. And I, you know, I just I'm thankful that I was able to do this healing on him. And I've had, you know, other instances, maybe not as shockingly defining, but you know, where the healing has been an incredible gift to the person, you know, that I did the healing on.
That's wonderful, you know, and so impacting, you know, on people that really need something like that. That's very huge. You know, you really made a difference in that person's life. And, you know, we just come into people's lives when we're supposed to, and we just do what we're supposed to. I know that guy's really grateful, and many others who experience that type of healing, you know, it's amazing what that stuff can do. And I know you've probably had several of those, and probably many shaman experiences too, just over the years. That's really cool.
Yeah. And the shamanic practicing work, or the shamanic practices that I've experienced, you know, working with different clients, has, as you said, also been impactful. And, you know, I consider it an honor to be able to work with my clients. And the most beautiful thing is their trust in me, and that, you know, I will do everything in my power to, you know, do a healing that will benefit them, so that, you know, that trust is not violated. And and I'm happy to say that they're usually very happy, and, you know, that's a happy client is a happy me, happy Marcia.
Well, that's exactly what you want. You know, you want to walk away from there feeling like you did something, you know, that would really change their lives. And, you know, we have that in common. And that, you know, I always want to make sure that the person, you know, is satisfied. And I know you do a good job. I mean, I've seen you at work with all kinds of things, and I'm really impressed with it and just honored to have you here, and, you know, for you to share everything that's been, you know, happening with you and stuff like that. I know our listeners love it as well. Do you have anything coming up you want to share with people, like maybe an event you're doing or just anything coming up?
Well, not in the present. I don't know if you remember that I had hip replacement surgery 2 weeks ago.
I did,
and
yes.
Yeah. So I'm still trying to build my strength. I did a workshop yesterday, and I was so exhausted. It was a four-hour workshop, and after 2 hours, I was wasted. I just had no energy, but I stayed for the rest of the time, and by the time I was picked up, I was just totally, totally wasted, and I came home and had to lie on the bed for a couple hours before my energy rebounded. But it's still, you know, it's still, the process of healing is very fresh, and I'm doing my rehab exercises and everything. So, you know, until I feel like my new hip is part, you know, a real part of my body right now, it seems that left leg almost seems like it's not part of me. I'm sort of laying low, but I'm sure in the next couple of months there'll be plenty of other things coming along that I'll be participating in.
Yeah, you'll have to let us know what's upcoming for you, and if you've got anything else really exciting coming up that, you know, we can look forward to. But it is good to relax after you get something like that done, because that's a major thing. I know it will really help you, though, because it's going to make life a lot easier on you, you know, as you step into other things coming up. So it's good you have that done.
Right. Yeah, because life prior to having the surgery was all about, well, how close could I park to where I was going, and how much walking did I have to do once I got there? So now, you know, I'm still, you know, in that mode, because I'm using a walker and I'm transitioning to using a cane. So I do have to think about things, and I'm not really as mobile as I would like to be at this point, but I'm improving every day, which is a good thing. And eventually I am hoping that I won't have to think about parking close, so I don't have far to walk.
Exactly. Well, you know, at least you got it done, and it's going to make a big difference in your life. I'm glad you went to a workshop and you had fun too. And usually those things are so full of energy that you will you know, wear out and be done by the end of it. I know many workshops I've been to, by the time I'm done with the healing workshop, I'm ready to go to sleep and rest for a while because I've had a lot of information downloaded and a lot of things happening. I'm going, wow, I'm overloaded.
Right.
It's time to sleep.
That's true. You're absolutely right. So, you know, maybe I shouldn't attribute my, you know, lack of energy totally to, you know, totally to the surgery, but I think part of it was due to that because that was the most activity I had in the past 2 weeks, to be honest. So,
you know, a lot of people ask about surgeries and stuff like that. Like, you know, they always kind of make me a little nervous. Just, you know, you always should be honest when you're talking about something like this. But when I know someone's going in for surgery, I knew you were. I always ask that the light come through those people that are really working on you. You know, like you have angels surrounding all the people that are working on you and they know what they're doing and they're going in there and they're doing the right thing.
Yes, thank you. And I also said a prayer when I was in pre-op to that the surgeon and every, you know, his team wouldn't be affected by Mercury in retrograde because 2 weeks ago was, well, now it's almost two and a half weeks ago, was just about the end of Mercury in retrograde, February 6th. But my a friend of mine who's a astrologer said, well, don't worry, it won't really affect, you know, surgery. It affects, she told me what it mostly had an effect on him right now at the moment. I can't think what it was. But she assured me, don't worry, it's
mostly,
okay to have your surgery on that day.
I think maybe she might have said something like it affects communication.
Yes.
Or like, you know, don't sign any contracts or sell your house or, you know, anything drastic like that, because if you did that, then, you know, it would probably be a little bit of a hassle because a lot of times communication things mess up around that time, which, you know, it does happen. We run into stuff like that. I tell people, you know, we still have to survive life and we still have to go through it. And as long as we walk in there with a really positive attitude, you know, we'll be okay. I have a friend who I know eventually is going to come to Florida. She says, oh, I have a fear of flying. And I said, well, you should do what I do, surround the plane with angels. You know, that's your best bet. One on each wing, you know, and pray. And then the whole way you go, you're fine.
Yes. I do that. I do that pretty much instinctively when I'm going to undertake anything that I might have a concern about. So, yeah, that's a good thing to tell your audience. Picture themselves in white light, or if they're, you know, afraid, if they're going into a large crowd and they're concerned maybe about picking up some negative energy, just picture themselves surrounded by a mirror with the mirror part facing outward, which will deflect any of the negative energy that is coming at them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also a good tip.
Absolutely. You know, it really is, because that really makes a difference in your life when you do that, and you're not necessarily picking up on other people's stuff when you do that. So, you know, it's really good points to do that. And I know you did that when you went in, and they just went in with total confidence. And, you know, it's just something good to pass along to everybody. So, you know, it is a cool reminder, especially with you, because, you know, yeah, I think your body was repairing itself and healing. You know, that's what an aura field and energy does when you're recuperating from healing. But also I think, you know, the workshop just went bam and gave you some, you know, amazing things to use in the future here. So you've got a good start.
Yes, thank you. And I had my physical therapy appointment already, so I'm ready to get to work.
Well, we're ready to take some callers. I'm sure you are, too, so we can go ahead and get started on that. We have area code 602. Are you ready to get started?
I am.
Okay. Hello, 602. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I hope you're feeling better, Marcia. I heard about the surgery.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm doing well. I can't complain. Thank you.
Right. But it'll take a little time, but it'll heal.
Yes, I know. I've heard from others who've had the same type of surgery that you just have to do your physical therapy and keep at it. It might hurt as you're doing it, but you'll be thankful that you did it.
Right.
So what can we do for you today?
Well, I was actually going to ask if you had any messages. I'm looking for a part-time job and, you know, for some financial addition. And I was wondering if you see something coming about real quick, because I kind of wanted to get that started a month ago and it still hasn't come about.
It's funny, before you said if I had any messages for you, before you said regarding work, I knew it was regarding work. the message that I am getting is that you need to be persistent and maybe consider either applying at a, you know, through a particular employment service or agency, or maybe getting your resume out there in an area that you may never have thought about. Right now that it's the start of a new year, a lot of employers are definitely looking for, you know, if they have an opening, are definitely looking to fill those openings. So maybe try to focus on something that either an avenue that, you know, most people wouldn't think about, or I don't know what type of work you do or what type of work you're looking for, but if it's a office job, maybe call some, if you belong to a church or if you belong to an organization, call them and ask them if they know of, call their office and ask them if they know of anyone that might be looking to hire in the area or field that you're looking for. Just, you know, think outside the box and do something that you would never have thought about had, you know, I not said,
yeah,
look outside the box.
Yeah, it's something unordinary. I agree. And it does seem like it's through an organization or group, you know.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure which avenue to go.
What type of work are you looking for?
Well, actually, I have a full-time job now. I'm looking for a part-time job, and that's kind of part of the problem is because my full-time job, even though it's all night, like afternoon shifts, looking for another one part-time. But unfortunately, the hard part is trying to find something like just during the day, like five or six hours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm so limited on, because I can't give up my main job because these other jobs don't pay as much, so I have to keep that one. But it's like I'm set on a schedule now, so when I'm looking for something, I'd have to be on another set schedule. And it's getting really tough to look at. But the other job I'm kind of looking at are more like calls. I went to a job fair on Saturday, but I don't want to do sales. It was only about sales, and it's like I don't like pressuring people to do stuff.
What about caregiving to elderly or something, you know, in that realm? Because good caregivers are hard to come by. And, you know, if that's something that you're interested in, you know, and then contacting either agencies that deal, not specifically placement agencies, but I'm talking about like maybe if there's a seniors group at a church or seniors type organization that you might contact, and they generally get inquiries from families, you know, asking them if they know of any caregivers so you can get on their list. I know years ago when my mom first was needing home care because her
Alzheimer's was, you know, getting more advanced, we contacted a church in the area who had a senior day center, but they kept a list of available caregivers, you know, that were available. And I just started calling the people on the list, and my brother and I interviewed a number of them, and finally that's how we got the initial two women. And the one of them stayed 2 years, and we loved her. She was like part of the family until my mom passed. So, you know, that's something you might consider.
Yeah, that would totally be something different.
Yeah, because that would be a set schedule.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that would be more of a day thing too, which is kind of what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm.
Also, a senior being a senior companion to someone who doesn't maybe need, you know, medical care so much as just companionship. Maybe they're in their early stages of Alzheimer's. Maybe they're in the, in some way maybe incapacitated. Maybe they're confined to a wheelchair or whatever, but they just want companionship. So,
right.
You know, that would be something that would be during the daylight hours and might be something you might be interested in.
Right. Yeah, that's possible. Wasn't really looking into that arena, but that's a possibility.
Right. And your night job is doing what?
Customer service retail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is exhausting in itself.
Yes, I can
that's
imagine.
That's time-consuming. That's a workout right there.
I know. So what I'm looking for is something that's not overly taxing, you know, something that you can go do and just kind of do your thing. Like this one place I went to, it was like a call center place, and it's about, you know, outbound sales. I'm like, no. But I've worked in a call center place before, and it was all inbound, so you just take the call and do the, you know, kind of just at a computer, which was kind of easy to do, and I thought that wouldn't be a bad gig to do again. But I'm so limited on my time frame, and so I was just wondering if you saw something coming that would be accessible pretty quick.
Yeah, I'm seeing something like her around caregiving or maybe through a group, you know, kind of the same thing there. So check those things out.
Yeah, I will have to then, because right now I was just going through the internet, not necessarily any other groups.
Yeah, you know, people generally will go to different boards, and I know Craigslist has listings, but you have to be really careful on Craigslist.
Really
some
do.
Of them are scams. So, yeah. But
right.
I wish you luck, and I hope you find something.
Yeah, thank you for calling. Stay in touch with us.
All right. Well, thank you.
Blessings. Our next caller is area code 856. You're on with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
Hi, this is Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
Hi, Laura.
So,
how can we help you?
I've been looking for work, and I've been looking for work in other states as well as the surrounding area. And I'm wondering if you're picking up a move for me anytime soon for work.
I'm getting that it's quite possible that you will be. It won't be sudden, but, you know, you'll have time to plan. If you're offered an opportunity, you'll have time to plan it. And it may be something that you're not particularly, a place where you're not particularly wanting to go to, so you have the option. You can turn it down. There's not going to be a lot of pressure around it. You won't feel like you're pressured. And I don't know where your area code is, but I'm seeing, you know, possibly like Michigan or something might be where you might be offered a job.
Okay. I wouldn't hear about Michigan.
Where's
Where's your?
I'm in
New Jersey. Where's your area code? I'm sorry.
Jersey.
New Jersey. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Jersey. Yeah, I'm not seeing that it's place. Michigan came to me.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it's where you are either. It seems like there's travel. So yeah, you're moving.
Okay. Okay. Thanks. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Blessing. Our next person is Gab, G-A-B. You're on with Amanda. Oh, there you are. Okay.
Hello.
You're on with Amanda and Marcia. How are you? Hi.
Hi. My name is Gabriella.
Gabriella. There you are. Okay.
Yeah.
How can we help you?
Yes. I also recently had surgery, and it takes a while, so you just have to be very patient with your body and let it heal. I hope you
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I felt like Superwoman last week, and yet my body was telling me, no, you're not Superwoman.
Yes, that's the thing. We have to slow down, and we're not used to it.
Right, right.
I feel the same way. I am wondering if I could have an angel card reading.
Well, I will be happy to pick a card. What, your name's Gabriella? Or
yes.
Gabrielle? Gabriella? Okay. I'm picking the card by energy, so just a moment. I'll just take a second. Okay, I got a card that responded. Comfort. This is one of the Archangel cards, and it said, I'm with you in your time of need, helping your heart to heal. And from this, I'm getting that you recently lost someone very close to you, and it's actually, you know, you're still grieving. And so Archangel Azrael is reminding you that you have many other blessings in your life, and that, you know, the pain that you feel from this person's passing is going to lessen as time goes on. And I know it's hard to hear that when you are grieving over the loss of a close friend or a close family member. But try to focus on the important things that you shared with them, fond memories of shared, you know, conversations. And, you know, just keep that uppermost in your mind. And if this person was in, you know, bad health and was suffering, just try to remember that they are in a better place now. Every time that I've lost in the last few years, last 3 years, both my mom and my dad, and I, you know, begged when my dad passed, I begged him to come visit me at night so we could have a conversation. And it took 9 months before he finally appeared. And he was, you know, much younger than I ever remember him being. And he came to let me know that he was healthy and, you know, that he loved me. And it was such a beautiful, you know, visit. And then my mom also came to me. Actually, she came to me the night of the day of her funeral. And she was much younger looking. And by the time she had passed, she was in late stages of Alzheimer's. And she had lost her ability to speak for the last 2 years of her life. And so I heard her voice first, and then I saw her. And it's just, you know, if you want to have an experience like that, then, you know, tell as you're getting ready for bed or getting into bed, talk to this person and tell them that, you know, you would love them to visit you, that you would like to have a conversation with them. And it may not happen right away, but keep asking that they come, and you will get a visit. It may take a while, you know, like I was beginning to lose hope that my dad was going to visit me, but 9 months later he did. And it was a beautiful experience. did you recently lose someone? Is this?
Yes, I lost my mother last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, has she visited you, or have you felt her around you at any point in the last year?
She makes her phone ring. I have a cell phone, and she makes it ring.
Well, that should be comfort to you to know that she is close by. And, you know, I would ask her to visit you at night and when you're sleeping so you can actually have a conversation with her. And I can tell you will feel so much better, you know, after having that conversation. Because the two times that, the time with my dad and the time with my mom that they visited me, they assured me, you know, of their love for me. And that was, you know, that's what I wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So
I will do and, so. Yeah.
And also the fact that they were well, you know, because they both,
they look well when they come to you. And I think that, you know, for you, having the phone ringing is so important because it's like, you know, a reach out, like I'm contacting you and I'm here and I'm letting you know I'm okay. That's
big.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Gabriel.
Blessings. Okay, we have area code 917. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you? Hello, 917. Okay, we'll move on. Our next caller is area code 972. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
Oh, hi. I'm good. We're snowed in here in Texas.
Oh, well, I'm glad you got through. It didn't affect the phone lines.
We had really strange weather most of the evening.
Yeah.
And it's cold in the 20s or below right now, but lots of snow.
Wow.
And, I came in kind of late on the call, on the show. I apologize. My name is Audrey here in Dallas. And I guess I want to know, what were your gifts again before I ask my question?
I'm an angel card reader. I communicate with the angels. I channel them. I'm also a healer. Previous caller asked if she could have a reading, and I picked a card based on the energy. They're all spread out in front of me, face down, and I was feeling the energy of the cards, and one card, you know, definitely I reacted to, and I picked that card for her and read the card and then told her, you know, gave her a reading from it.
Oh, okay. Well, I wanted to ask, I'm embarking on a new business opportunity that I've wanted to do for a long time, for many years, and I wanted to know what you feel about it as far as it taking off. What kind of messages did the angel have for me?
I'm getting that your new business would be very successful, and that you need, however, to make sure that you protect yourself against scammers. I don't know what kind of business it is, and you don't need to tell me right now, but with new businesses, you know, scammers feel like, you know, that's an area that people are not necessarily expecting, you know, to have anything done, you know, in that, in a scamming way. And so they might be so hell-bent on getting, excuse me for saying hell, so bent on getting business that they might overlook some things that aren't particularly, you know, good business practices. And so I really see that you're going to be successful, but just be aware and try not to You know, if it sounds too good to be true, or if somebody is wanting you to send merchandise or, you know, give them something on approval, you know, just make sure you cover yourself and don't take, you know, don't take a risk that might compromise, you know, your business.
Right, that's good advice. I appreciate that. That sounds good. Yeah. Okay, well, that's good news. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're Audrey, welcome. That's really good. It does look like you're going to be really successful. I agree.
Well, thank you. I have a few more things to do with the production of the goods that I'll be selling, and I just have a couple more things to do with that part of it. And then I should be in business, you know, and I'm really excited about it.
What I'm getting is that you've got something that's very unique, and that's why, you know, you're going to do well. It's something that fills a need that isn't, you know, presently being filled. And so, yeah, I wish you a lot of luck with it, a lot of success.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Amanda. I love you guys. Have a great
rest
of your
show. Thank you, Audrey.
Okay.
Right. Audrey. Bye. We have one more caller, which is area code 618. You're on with Amanda and Marsha. How are you?
Hi, Marsha and Amanda.
Hi.
I was wondering what you see about my health. There's anything hidden that I don't know or need to know, if it's going to get, if my health is going to improve.
Yeah, I'm getting that there's not anything that you aren't already aware of, and that, you know, if you are following the guidance of your doctors, that the issue will resolve, that, yeah, I'm definitely getting that there's nothing that hasn't been discovered as of this moment that they haven't already told you.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
And I have one other little problem. I have a spirit in the house. It's new. It's been here about 3 weeks. But it brings avocados to my bed. Several avocados, walnuts, pecans, and it moves my houseplant off my planter and on the floor.
Oh, my gosh.
And I feel like it's trying to tell me something, and it doesn't want me to know who it is. It's not, I do have spirit come to me, ghost, you might want to say some of them are, the man who raised me comes here and frightens people sometimes. But this is a new one, and I was wondering if you see anything about what they want or how, what's going on with that.
Yeah, it's definitely a gentle spirit. They're not there to harm you. They're bringing you gifts, and they're wanting you. That was the purpose behind them bringing things to your bed, because they'll know. They're wanting to let you know that they're bringing it to you. If they gave it to you some other way, you might think, oh, you know, I had this avocado already or whatever. But by bringing it to your bed, you definitely wouldn't bring it to your bed. So that they're wanting you to know that they're giving you gifts. And as for the house plants, moving them to the floor, I'm sensing that they feel the plants will actually grow better in the location they're putting them. And, you know, they're trying to send you that message. Either the plants, by being elevated, are getting too much air or too much draft on them. But for whatever reason, they're relocating the plants because they feel the plants will do better wherever they are. But this, it could also be, I'm also getting that it could be someone that's, it's
definitely a harmless spirit, and they may be playing tricks with you as far as putting the plants off the planters. May not be totally in the plant's best interest. But talk to the spirit. Do you find it after the fact, or have you actually felt the spirit around?
Actually, one time there was someone else in a different room, but it's open, and pecans were being thrown to me. And I looked, and I didn't see a spirit, but I saw energy. And then I said to the person in the kitchen, I said, "Did you throw that? Are you throwing those things at me?" And, of course, they said no. They didn't know what I was talking about.
Right. Well, the next time that you do sense the energy is there, I would ask them, you know, what their purpose is. Start talking to them. Ask them their name. Ask them why they're there. And
I've tried to talk to them. They're afraid I will know them, I think. But it's a younger energy, and
it's a playful spirit. You know, like a young soul, but. I think that they want to make a difference with the plants by putting them on the floor. So they think, you know, in their mind it's a playful thing, like a child thing, you know, like a little 5-year-old.
Well, my plants are elevated off the floor. That's the funny thing.
Yeah. So I think that's what they think. For some reason they think that the brown would be, you know, that much better.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's what's coming in there. Thank you so much for calling today.
Thank you. You have a wonderful week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Marcia, it's been a great show. This is the end of our show. I appreciate you coming on today, and we'll have to do it again.
I would love it. I would love it. This hour went by so fast.
It did. It went by too fast. It's just amazing how quick it goes. I want to thank you for being on my show today, and we'll have you on again real soon.
Okay, great. And all right, try to stay warm, okay, everybody out there in Radio Land?
All right. Thank you, Marcia, and check her out at marcia.shulman. And you have a great show, and have a great rest of the day, Marcia. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Just check those records up.